2 of The Six Shooter, starring James Stewart as Britt Ponsett.
Seth Tooley just stood there watching me finish up supper, and the expression on his face didn't help my digestion much. He sure did look disgusted. But I just wasn't convinced that this new fella and Stacy Galt were the same man. I'd never seen Galt before, of course, and the fella Ma took upstairs did look something like the wanted posters, and he had come from White River. That was all true, but no doubt. The poster pictures and the satchel and where a man comes from just don't prove he's an outlaw. At least, not for certain.
You gonna sit there eating all night?
No.
Quit, Ponsett!
No, I'm done now.
Well,
he's not robbing your back, Seth.
Well, what do you want me to do? Wait till he tries it?
Now, look, we're not sheriffs or deputies, and we can't arrest somebody just on suspicion. And besides, I don't think he's Galt.
Oh, you don't?
Now, just don't stand to reason. Now, why would Galt come riding into town here? He knows everybody's on the lookout for him.
Well, with that posse out in the hills, he's a lot safer here in town than he would be anywhere else. And don't think he don't know that, too.
Well, it's about time to turn in.
Britt!
Look, Seth, when Sheriff Henry comes back, he can arrest this fellow if he wants to. I think he'd make a mistake. I think he'd be arresting the wrong man, but, well.
Britt Ponsett, I'll never forgive you for this. Not if I live to be 70, 90.
Now,
leaving me at the mercy of a killer. Why, we'd have been better off if you never showed up in Elk Point at all. This is terrible.
Now, just take it easy, Ma.
Take it easy? With Stacy Galt staying right under my own roof?
Now, you could be jumping to conclusions, same as Seth here.
Oh, am I? Do you know what's in that satchel?
Nope.
Money. Stacks and stacks of it.
I watched him
through the keyhole. He took it out and started counting it. And there's slips of paper fastened around the bills. And the printing on that paper says, White River First National Bank.
There, you see.
You sure of this, Ma?
Well, I'm sure of my own eyes, ain't I? All right. And that ain't all he's got. You remember what it said on the wanted poster about how Galt always wears yellow leather gloves?
Yes, I remember.
Well, he's got the gloves, too. Right there in the satchel with the money.
Ha! You satisfied now, Britt?
Seth, you gotta find the posse and bring him back here as soon as you can.
All right, Ma. You'll see that he don't get away, Britt.
Yep, I'll see to it.
For heaven's sake, Seth, hurry!
Sure, Ma, sure.
Gee, I'm sorry if I got to end of something, Ma, but I just can't believe...
You can't believe what, Britt?
Nothing, Ma, nothing. Well, Ma cleared off the table and took the dishes out the kitchen. Well, I offered to dry, but she said she'd rather do them herself, so I went into the parlor to wait. The fellow upstairs was moving around and getting ready for bed. At least, that's what I hoped he was doing. His room was right over my head, and when the bed springs gave out a little creak, I felt a little better about things. About 20 minutes later, Ma came out and sat down in her rocker beside the fireplace. She was crocheting one of those doodads you put in the arm of a chair, you know. We didn't do much talking. Not for the next couple of hours, we didn't. And then about 11 o'clock, the posse came riding up. Well, must be them, Ma.
Oh, it's about time.
Maybe you'd better wait in the kitchen in case there's any trouble. Huh?
There won't be no trouble now, thanks to Seth Tooley.
Anyway...
Oh, Ma. All right, Britt, all right.
He's still here, Britt?
Yeah, he's asleep.
You know Britt Ponsett, don't you, Ed?
Yeah, sure. Now, here's the plan. The rest of the boys have got the house surrounded.
Whole house surrounded.
Galt couldn't get out no matter what happened.
Uh-huh.
All right, now. The three of us will go upstairs. Come on. Yeah. Now, as soon as we get to his room, I'll kick the door open. Then we all blaze away at the bed.
Now. Just hold on here a minute. Just hold on.
Yeah? Well, what's the matter?
Now, what you're talking about is cold-blooded murder.
Oh, just giving him a dose of his own medicine, that's all.
That's all?
Yeah. Now, Ed...
Now, don't tell me you still ain't satisfied that he's galled.
Maybe he is. That doesn't matter. He's entitled to a trial just like everybody else.
Oh, use your head, Britt. If we try taking him alive, he's bound to get one or two of us first.
Uh-huh. Well, that's the way we're going to take him, anyway.
Now, Britt...
Now, you wait here, both of you. I'll bring him down to you. And I want your word that he goes to jail in one piece, huh?
I can't promise nothing like that. The boys outside are pretty mad about it.
Maybe the boys would like to shoot it out with both Gault and me. Hmm?
Britt, you don't...
What do you say,
that.
Scott?
Well, all right, Britt. He goes to jail. But so help me...
Seth, how about it?
Sure, Britt, sure.
But if anything happens to you, you got nobody but yourself to blame.
Only yourself.
Upstairs hall was pitch dark. I moved along quiet as I could. Trying to remember where the doors were. It's been a couple of years since I'd stayed at Benson's. I wasn't just sure which room. I pressed my ear against the door and listened. I couldn't hear anybody breathing inside, so I headed for the next door. Right there. Now, I had my hand on the knob when I hooked my leg on the hall table, and I reached out to catch him. Oh, he'd be awake now, so I had to move fast. I swung the door open and brought up my gun.
Who's there? What do you want?
I stay where you are, and I don't reach for anything.
What? Huh? What are you talking about?
The lamp right beside his bed gave off enough light so I could see him. I leaned over and turned it up. He hadn't moved. He just sat there, eyes wide open, blinking.
What's going on here, mister?
I think you better put your clothes on.
Oh, sure. Whatever you say... But why? What's all this about?
Well, there's some boys downstairs want to talk to you.
Up to me?
That's right.
What? I don't know anybody in these parts.
Well, they know you. At least they think they do.
Oh?
Yeah, they claim you're Stacy Gault.
Gault?
That's right.
Why, they're crazy, plumb crazy.
They are?
Ain't they hurt? How could I be Gault?
What do you mean?
Galt's in jail, White River. He was captured, locked up day before yesterday.
You sure that?
I ought to be. I captured him.
You?
The proof's right there in my satchel. Reward money. White River First National paid it to me yesterday.
No.
And Marshal Andrews gave me Galt's yellow gloves as a sort of memento of the occasion, along with a letter of congratulations. Yeah. You see him?
You captured Stacy Gault?
Well, it was kind of accidental. You see, I'm a drummer. Travel around selling gadgets and things. I didn't know the cabin was Galt's hideout. Looked like any other cabin to me. Thought there might be some kids living there. So I was getting up my samples when the door opened. Guess he thought the six-shooter I was holding was a real thing. Of course, it did look mighty genuine for an imitation. You sure make realistic-looking toys these days.
And he didn't try to shoot it out with you?
No. All he said was, okay, you got the drop on me. I didn't know what he was talking about, but I was too surprised to say so.
Yeah.
Next thing he handed me his gun, and, well, it was about then Marshal Andrews come riding up. Marshal was real nice about giving me all the credit. Want to see the letter he writ?
No. But you bring that down along with you, will you? What I want to see is Ed Scott's face when you show him that letter. That's what I want to see. So when he got finished putting his clothes on, I took Amos Foster, that was his name. I took him downstairs. And Ed and Seth, they were standing at the bottom, covering us with their guns. The letter from Marshal Andrews finally convinced him. They put their guns away and marched outside. And that was just about the unhappiest posse I ever saw, considering that they'd caught their man. Ma Benson, she came out of the kitchen in time to hear the tail end of Amos's explanation. She didn't say anything, just shook her head and then offered to make some coffee and heat up what was left of the cornbread. That sounded real good to Amos. Sounded good to me, too. except for one thing. I knew there wasn't any cornbread left to heat up. I sort of finished it off at supper.
You know, defense is one job we can't put off. Because if we want security for our home and country tomorrow, we've got to do something about it today. How? By investing in United States savings bonds. You'll get a return of $4 for every $3 you put in, and in less than 10 years. In addition, you can hold your bonds beyond maturity and earn further interest. 3% interest compounded semi-annually for as long as 10 additional years. Sign up today for freedom. Join the payroll savings plan or the bond a month plan. You'll feel more secure tomorrow if you buy United States savings bonds today. The Six Shooter is an NBC Radio Network production in association with Review Productions. It is based on a character created by Frank Burt, and the transcribed story is written by him. Mr. Stewart may currently be seen in the Universal International picture Thunder Bay. Others in the cast were Eleanor Audley, Barney Phillips, Forrest Lewis, and Seth Tooley was played by Parley Bear. Special music for this program was by Basil Adlam, and the entire production is under the direction of Jack Johnstone. All characters and incidents were fictitious, and any resemblance to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental. Hal Gibney speaking. Hear exciting stroke of fate tonight on the NBC Radio Network.